Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, and stay off of the crack. This is another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium sports podcast of the Blackout Tips Nation. Of course, I'm never in here alone. I have my co-host with the co-most. It is the homie Jay Trill. What up, Justin?
Namaste, my brother.
Namaste back to you, brother. First things first, man. We had a pretty good week. I almost forgot to look up the Cleveland Show Balls Deep theme, so that could have been awkward. We're about to do the whole show without it. First things first, gotta play the song, man. So let's get it going.
And they love going deep.
You know how when I go in the ball pit at Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep. I'm talking about balls deep in love. I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking
dry,
positive traits. Give a pound
into her
feelings.
Make her south mouth salivate.
He Tyra,
are you listening? We're not talking just the tipping. Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I? You're talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep
in love.
I'm talking about balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep.
We're talking about balls deep
in love.
Man, Junior did not give a fuck what Scottie Pippen was talking about.
Came in all salty.
Yeah, it's so evident. He's like, sorry to hear that. The song ain't about that shit.
Just say you're welcome.
Yeah, song ain't about that, sir. But yeah, let's start off with our new segment that we just came up with in the middle of talking. It's the basketball story of the week. And I think it's just going to be, you know, talking about pickup basketball and different crazy shit that has happened or different, you know, random things that happens. And you're Justin to play a lot of pickup ball in that time. Play a lot of pickup basketball together.
Mm-hmm. YMCA All-Stars, baby.
All-Stars. First Hall of Famers. First ballot, for sure.
Undisputed. We didn't even nominate ourselves.
Right. This is just people tell us. They see you in person. They say, hey, Hall of Famer. First things first, man. Let's go ahead and talk about this segment. So Saturday mornings, we play basketball at this gym. It's like the older crowd or whatever. It's like 7 in the morning. And they don't really like us because we show up with 2 to 3 people and we like to play together, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think, like, for a lot of people, this is kind of some advanced pickup basketball thing where you kind of run into people that you trust to play basketball with. And honestly, it's not even like the best people, quote unquote. Like, individually, there might be people more talented. There might be a dude more athletic. There might be blah, blah, blah. But collectively, like, we kind of cover up each other's faults. We're dependable. We have strengths. We make smart decisions, which is the number one thing I look for in basketball. Teammate is, I like playing with people that are smart because, you know, if you jump out the gym, that's cool. But if you turn the ball over when it's tied up, that's stupid. And I can't, like, that makes me more mad.
Trying to duck it.
Right. Exactly. And also, a lot of times motherfuckers that can score a lot or whatever, a lot of times they have these attitudes about them. Like, winning doesn't really matter because I had a good game and that's all they care about. Like, I had 7 points. You're like, yeah, nigga, we lost because you ain't had no assists. You ain't playing no defense. You turn the ball over. It's like, well, shit, I got my 7. So, you know, it's shit like that, right? Well, at this one gym, we go to, what's the name of the Siski Y?
Yeah.
When we get there, they do like the first 10 people. Basically, the first 10 people walk in the basketball court, they play. They play against each other 5-on-5 full court. But we sometimes have people that, you know, we're waiting on so we can run together, or we just want to be on the same team. So they don't like when you just go, oh, we'll just play together. They're like, no, you can't do that. So they had this rule where you have to shoot free throws. And the first five people that hit free throws go on the first team. The five people that did not hit a free throw go on to the second team. We've been playing up here for at least a year or two, right?
Yep. Longer than that. Consistently a year, though.
Right. We have never made the free throws. When all three of us are there, we are 0 for like however many free throws that is. However long it takes. Like, and they know that it's shady, but it's their rule, so they can't do anything.
Right. Because they hated our system.
Right.
Which is you sign up and you play in the order that you sign up.
Mm-hmm.
That's our system. We in the first 10, first five on team, second five on team.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy system. No, they want to shoot for it.
Right. Now, the thing about their system is it's inherently biased anyway.
Yep.
Because if five motherfuckers can make a free throw and five can't, more than likely, the people that can hit a fucking free throw are going to win the first game.
All the good shooters on one team.
Yeah.
Because they used to do three-pointers.
Yeah, right. It used to be even worse because it was three-pointers. But free throws are still pretty bad, you know, because you have different skill sets. So and they play twos and threes out there, and they go to 20. So you end up with a bunch of dudes that can shoot threes on one team and then a bunch of big men on the other team and shit. And we fuck up the balance because we go miss on purpose, but we all can really shoot. So it's funny though how mad they get because they do a bunch of passive aggressive shit to us, whatever. Be like if we want to just wait instead of play the first game, it's like we got somebody coming. They'll just keep coming out asking us like over and over, like y'all ready to start? And we'll just keep ignoring them until it just gets real passive aggressive.
Yep.
And then one of us eventually has to be like, we gonna wait on Ray, man. Y'all go ahead and play without us. And they always get mad, like, oh, so y'all gonna wait? That's fair.
Why y'all can't play now?
Yeah. Why don't you just play now? He can come later.
Cause we like, waiting on Ray.
Yeah, y'all already got 10. Just play without us. Y'all don't need us to make 10. Nah, man, y'all should play now. You shouldn't be able to just pick your team. Meanwhile, the reason you know that this shit is bullshit is cause they had these rules for us. Right? Like say somebody leaves in the middle of our winning streak, right? Well, the next person on the teams goes by the list. You look on the list on the sideline. People sign their names. You take the first person. When these niggas lose somebody, they just pick up one of their friends that's good.
Yep.
They team the always gets better.
And they try to get the biggest and most athletic dude out there.
Right. And if we do anything similar, like if we're just like, okay, we lost one, we're just going to pick up a guy, they will stop the game and be like, hold up now.
Yep.
He's not next on the list.
Even if that person that is next on the list, not in the gym.
Yes. And the thing that's really fucked up is I've seen them do it where they picked one of us up and it would have been fine. Where they would be like, oh, we lost somebody. Justin, you want to run with us? Nah, I'm going to wait. Oh, all right. One of y'all want to run? No, we don't want to run with y'all. All right. Well, I guess so and so. It's like, I thought we had a list. Well, why y'all can't just pick by the list like y'all make us do? But nope. Yeah, that's
because anytime they tried to give us the Billy Hall, white man can't jump.
They stay giving us the ringer, dude. They stay giving it. They be looking for the sorriest dude. Because remember that one time where there was a dude that came in the gym and he had been waiting to play for a while. And I think he either forgot to sign the list or he signed it like late. Like people had lost and shit. And he should have been up before them, but he didn't realize there was a list or something. It was something like that.
Yeah, he didn't know it was a list.
So we lost a person. We were like, well, we'll just pick up dude. He the only one in the gym that hasn't played. You know, it makes sense that he would be the next dude on the list. He's been here longer than everybody else. Why should he have to wait 5-6 games to play? Nah, y'all can't have him, man. Y'all got to pick somebody else, man. I'm like, but he's obvious the person. Nah, get Glasses McGee over here. And it's like some sorry motherfucker.
Instead of the knee pads. Yeah. He got on like painter's knee pads.
Right.
Like some shit you do. He about to go do yard work.
Right. He got like overalls on and glasses. And, so we go play. We picked that, the Glasses McGee up. and we win like 3 or 4 games or whatever. So, like after we, like, I think we either lost or we were leaving. So the next game, same thing. They were like, we don't have one. We're missing one. They pick up the dude that's been waiting.
Yep. He's not next on the list.
Not next on the list. Like, it's shit like that where these motherfuckers are so petty and jealous. And they are grown ass men, y'all. They got kids and everything.
Yep.
Every week with this shit, man. We gonna go up there tomorrow and probably get cheated again, probably win again. But it is so fucking funny, man, because it all starts with them free throws, man. Like, you can see the anger building. Would they be like, all right, who has a shot yet? And they'd be looking at us, and I'd be like, let me go down here and brick this shit to the side.
Have you ever been there early enough to see them knock some of the other people over to get an L?
Oh, yeah. I've been there waiting by the door.
Okay.
Where they, like, waiting on them to open up the sliding door. And, man, them motherfuckers be huddled up in there like, it's a race.
Because we'll get to game stuff maybe next time. But,
yeah.
But even this time, even signing up, they'll get mad, like, if Rod signed my name up and I'm not there.
Yes.
Because maybe I'm just outside. Or if I'm there and Rod not there and I signed Rod's name up. Well, is he coming?
Yeah, and it's not like we've ever signed each other up and not been there immediately afterwards. Like, if I sign Justin and Damon's name, it just means they're checking in at the front lobby.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't mean they'll be here in 20 minutes.
Even if Rod not there, you know what we're doing?
Wait.
We'll wait.
Right.
Go ahead. 2 other people can take our spots, please.
They hate that shit, man.
Because we don't mind waiting. You know what it boils down to, though? It's that thing we talk about all the time, loyalty.
Right.
And they don't have it. Their friends, anybody. They just don't have loyalty.
They want to win so bad, but they defeat themselves because they so not loyal, man. But that's the other thing, too, though, is I would rather lose with y'all because I know how y'all play. And there's a camaraderie and a trust there, then win with them because I hate them and I hate the way they play. Like, they're so petty and vindictive and jealous and shit. And then they be on your team trying to act like they friends. You're not my friend, man. Like, that shit, like, TR. TR will be instrumental in trying to screw our team over religiously every week. And then the second that we're off the court, he try to be cool. Like, oh, what's up, man? Oh, man, y'all guys about to leave. Oh, man, that's cool, man. Y'all gonna come up here next week? I'm like, we're not friends. You was just cheating, nigga.
The whole entire game, the list, everything.
Everything.
He'll come in, and his name won't even be on the list, but he'll play the very next game.
Yeah.
How does this work? They didn't even ask him to play on their team.
And I'm sorry if this is you guys. I don't trust any nigga that plays in fucking jogging pants. I'm sorry. Put some shorts on. All right, you cannot play all day, every day in jogging pants,
Every week.
Every week, you got jogging pants. You don't own not one pair of shorts, nigga. Like, come on. No wonder your handles is suspect as shit. You dribble between your legs, it might hit claw.
He steady be trying to run guard and will not give you the ball.
Will not give, man, the worst, dude. All right, let's get into these sports shit that happened. NFL games, you know how we do. Just kind of go over the ones that we care about. 49ers beat the Rams. I don't remember if we talked about it last week, but yeah, so that's what I expected. They beat them 35-11. A lot of people feeling like 49ers are back. I say not so fast.
Yep.
It's kind of early to say that. They still 2-2. The Rams are some suck. So I would fall back on saying that 49ers are all the way back. The Rams can't, like, stop anybody on defense. So
that, and they can't run the ball.
Yeah. Oh my God. So bad.
Cause they had, if you look at the numbers and I hate looking at the numbers sometimes.
No, it's fine.
But they had 16 rushing yards.
Yeah. It was something terrible.
they lead running back had 16 rushing yards.
Yeah. I started that dude in one of my leagues
with 12 carries.
Darrell Richardson. He was the starter. 12 carries, 16 yards.
Right. You're not going to beat anybody with that. Like,
yeah.
That's never going to happen. And you're not going to beat anybody with that. And
he pretty much lost his job because of this game. They said, like, someone asked him on Twitter, like, hey, man, you starting this weekend? And he was like, nah. I was like, God damn, on Twitter? That's some, like, did it come with a sad face? a Drake emoticon. Like, that was sad.
Yeah, they, like, time of possession, they had the ball, like, basically the same amount of time during the game.
Yep.
But that the passing yards, Bradford had more.
Yep.
Just, man, 49ers got lucky. We'll see Sunday, though.
Yeah, who they, I wonder who they play Sunday. I can look it up. Let me see what that schedule says. 49ers. Wait, what is this? Let's see. They play Houston at 8:30. That could be pretty good because Houston's struggling too. And Houston's kind of desperate. You know what I mean?
Schaub struggling.
Yeah.
Not Houston.
Yeah.
Schaub. I think they finally got the running back thing figured out.
Mm-hmm.
They giving your boy Aaron Foster most of the touches.
Yeah, can't believe that, but was a thing where they had to consider.
You know what I'm saying? But they, you know, they giving him most of the touches now. I think they learned from that little experiment the first couple of weeks. But Schaub is still struggling.
Yeah.
And he's just one less turnover away from winning the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's hit or miss with him, but I don't think it definitely will have anything to do with San Francisco. I think they might be done.
The 49ers?
Yeah, I'm shocked because I thought, you know, Green Bay was going to have to go through them, you know, to get in the playoffs, but San Fran might be done.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they were done, to be quite honest with you. Josh Freeman. Woo! Colin Kaepernick.
Praise him.
Colin Kaepernick is still a bit untested. You know what I mean? And
yep.
They did, you know, I believe they had to let Alex Smith walk, in my opinion, just because once you pull the trigger on someone like Kaepernick, if he would have had this stretch of games, this like the two bad games in a row, people would have been like, put Alex Smith back in.
Yep.
And they had to get him off the team so it wouldn't be an excuse. But yeah, it's a long season, long way to go, but I'm feeling like the 49ers have a lot more to prove than just a good game against a sorry-ass Rams team.
Yeah, the other thing is, too, they didn't have as many games to watch on Kaepernick, see his passing tendencies, running tendencies, things like that. And defenses are motherfucking smart in the NFL, man.
Right. They'll make you do what you don't want to do.
Right. They have so much game film, so many stat nerds, so many just people that break it down even before it even gets to the coach.
Yep. So hopefully, you know, we get some type of, we'll get more evidence for good or for bad for the 49ers later. But yeah, this win where people were like, they back, it's back to Super Bowl. I was like, shut up. It's too early.
Yeah.
Like, I need more. The Ravens played the Bills. I don't care. Funniest thing about this game is that they ran the ball like two times in the second half. And I think Ray Rice might have had like five carries for the game. Fantasy owners that have Ray Rice, this is just par for the course. If you could like trade to get Ray Rice right now, you should go ahead and try that, because some people are going to be dumb enough to think that it's over for him. But this happens to Ray Rice like three or four times a season, that he just gets one of these games where the coach is like, oh shit, that's right, we got Ray Rice.
They forget they need him to win.
Yeah. Like, they always had that moment where it's like, yeah, you know, we could run the ball, but oh shit, we had Ray Rice the whole time. What was I thinking, y'all? Well, we'll get him next time. My bad.
You know, ironically, for fantasy owners, I did have Ray Rice 1 year, and I had to drop him because the coaches were so inconsistent with calling plays with him.
When they ran him,
he would get you over 100, maybe 150. You know what I mean? Touchdowns. But when they don't play him, it's like, bro, can you at least pass him the ball? At least call a pass play for him if you're not going to run him.
Right. It's crazy, man. He's just one of those people where you just like, I feel like there should never be a game where you don't touch the ball 20 times at least. Like, I can't believe that coach ever thinks it's a good idea for, you know, arguably a top five running back.
Right, because he built for this.
Yeah, like, it's not like he's a dude that hasn't been proven durable. He's played 16 games in each of the last two seasons.
Yeah, he's not like Sproles out here. He's not like little man running around out here.
Yeah, but, like, let me look at some of these. This is from, last year, I believe? which is actually like the Super Bowl year, 2012, played every game, 10 attempts for the first week.
Right. Crazy.
16, 20, 18, 17, 16. These are just the rushing attempts, y'all. Obviously, he was involved in some passing too. Receiving too. But, matter of fact, I'll just look at the total touches. 13 touches the first week, 22 the next, cause it's like after the bad week, the coaches always step up, right?
And look at the yards after that too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. 10 for 68. So it wasn't like he wasn't being effective. He just didn't get the ball. At 3 for 25 receiving, right? Next week, he gets 22 touches, 99 on the ground, 53 through the air. New England, next week, 25 touches, 101 yards. The week after that, they play Cleveland, 18 touches, 49 yards on the ground, but he had like 50 yards catching, receiving. Kansas City, 18 touches total. 17 touches total against Dallas, 14 touches total against Houston. Like, this is what they do, man. They just always had these weird ass, we shouldn't even really give them the ball, right? And then,
That total touches is kind of deceptive, because those could be like, isn't like, that's the third option.
Right.
Like, I got to dump it check off down.
Check down, shit like yeah. that.
But if you look at like the rushing attempts, like one yeah. of them, I see it says 9 rushing.
Yeah, that's right. Houston, he had 9 rushes. They go into a bye week. Obviously, everyone's writing articles. Why don't they give Ray Rice the ball? 25 touches the next, 27 touches, 25 rushing attempts the next week. 13 the next week. 13. 20,
22,
12, 20, 12, 24, 3.
Right.
3 in a loss to Cincinnati. Did he die? Like, the fuck happened? Nope. I don't understand.
The playoff game, he back.
Yeah, I don't understand the shit he has to deal with is just, like I said, as a fantasy owner, this is just one of those games. So if I was a fantasy owner, I wouldn't worry about it. But, you know, going through 2011, like, cause the shit goes back a ways. 19, 13, 9, 25. Cause like every time I told you, every time they have he only touched the ball 9 times, the next week is like, get him the ball every time. So 25, 23,
8, 18, 18, 5. How you get 5 rushes?
5.
It should be 5 the first quarter.
Yes.
Minimum.
22, 21, 29. Like right after 5, right? You notice the big jump. Cause it went from 8, 18, 18, all of a sudden 20, 21, 29, 26, 10, 23, 24. So yeah, anyway.
Man, you know what that is? You got to check these contracts too. They get some amount of touches, some amount of yards. The bonuses start to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Ownership in the box. Like, look, we can't have that. 5 touches for Ray Rice today.
Yeah, 5 today. We're just going to have him, do some wind sprints for the game. 5 carries and then don't worry about the loss.
His manager somewhere sitting there saying, fuck.
Cardinals played the Bucks. Only thing about this is that Josh Freeman lost his job. So that's funny. And we'll talk more about that because I got some actual articles about that shit. Vikings played the Steelers. It was 34-27 because apparently Steelers defense sucks as bad as the Vikings defense. Which I didn't know was going to happen. And the Vikings actually won that game. So the Steelers are 0-4. Starting to feel kind of nervous for Mike Tomlin.
But
dude.
You know why they won that game, though, for the Vikings?
Why?
Ponder got hurt. Didn't play the whole game.
Ponder?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ponder is terrible.
Did he even play any of that game? Or did he get out? He got hurt early.
I don't think he played at all this game. And that makes sense because he's fucking horrible.
And amazingly, they won.
Yeah, Matt Castle came. And this is one of those times where you can tell that a quarterback is liked by everybody else way more than the other quarterback and that they kind of hate the other quarterback because as soon as Matt Castle got the job, they were like, yeah, now we got a competent pass store. It's going to be good. Greg Jennings gave him an endorsement. Like
touchdowns every quarter.
Yes. And meanwhile, the manager was like, oh, well, Ponder, as soon as he's healthy, he'll be back. He's our starter. But wow. None of the players said that. None of the players are like, yeah, well, you know, this time to step up and take a guy's spot. Like, no one said it. Cause like, okay, put it this way. Like, say Eli Manning got hurt and the backup quarterback David Carr was starting or something. People would be like, oh, this is just football. People get hurt. You got to step up, do your job. But when you think the other quarterback is better, you start saying shit like, oh, you know, he's a good quarterback in his own right. He's, you know, this is what we need. He's a veteran leadership presence in the locker room.
You need a change sometimes. Yeah. Shake things up.
You're right. Like, they don't start saying like, well, just step up for one game. They start thinking like, how can we get you a full-time job?
Yo, Adrian Peterson, 2 touchdowns.
2 touchdowns.
140.
More importantly, Greg Jennings, 2 touchdowns. And that's all you have to do to convince Greg Jennings, who basically couldn't get a fucking pass.
Right.
That, it's a wrap. No more Christian Ponder. We good.
Right. Adrian Peterson, 140. He barely been cracking 100 this season.
And right. And meanwhile, he's been almost outpacing Christian Ponder in yards. And one of them's a quarterback.
Right.
So, the Giants continue to suck.
I love it.
0-4.
I love it.
Ah,
I love it.
We played them this weekend too. The Eagles play the Giants. I'm a little nervous because we like 1-3. They 0-4. And, I really would like to beat them to make them feel even worse. Cause I know if they beat us, they're going to start crowing, talking shit. Like everything is back to normal. But, nah, we need to beat them. We already beat the Redskins, which is the only reason the Redskins ain't talking shit. Cause they struggle too. But they now have more wins than us. So, you know, like, I'm expecting them, if they get like another win or two, to be back talking shit. And the only thing I'm gonna have left is, we beat y'all. You know, that's all I'm gonna have left, man. So I need us to beat the Giants so I can keep that streak going.
Doesn't it put y'all tied for top in the division?
Yeah, it would. That's terrible.
With 2 wins.
Yeah. We're already 1-0 in the division. So. Oh man. But yeah, Giants got smashed, dude. I don't know what happened to them. Them niggas fell off, man. Maybe it's time for Coughlin to be gone. Like, it seems like once every 3 years, Coughlin's team gets tired of his shit.
Ironically, I want y'all to lose.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of should though, because right.
It helps us out in the standings.
Right. Yeah.
Cause then it has a 3-way tie for the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys are obviously going to lose playing the Broncos.
Yeah.
We on the bye week. We come back. We get a victory. I mean, we right back in it.
Yeah, makes sense. I get where you're coming from. The Colts stomped the Jaguars, but they're the Jaguars, so I don't care.
Oh, Florida.
Seahawks beat the Texans in a really good game.
Great game.
For everyone except Matt Shaw. You terrible niggas. Oh, you are terrible. Give Mike Vick his job back. Remember when people was like, Matt Schaub is the quarterback Atlanta should have went with over Michael Vick.
Yep.
Now look at him. Both of them, sorry.
They burned his jerseys.
Dude.
They burned his jerseys. Not the fake ones, the authentic too.
Yeah, the best part about this game is that Seattle is a defensive juggernaut. So the Texans put up 20 points on them in one quarter. Like, the second quarter of the game, the score was 20-3 going into halftime. 20-3, everybody was like, shit, maybe Seattle's overrated. You know, Texas is just fucking killing these fools. Houston went up in here and just ran the fucking Boston on their ass. It's a wrap. Richard Sherman is overrated. And then the fucking Texans couldn't move the ball from that point on.
Pete Carroll happened, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even imagine when they was down during halftime. I still imagine during their halftime, like, they got ices in the back. They got cotton candy in the back. You know, they had a little entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, I just imagine them dudes always having fun, even while they losing. And the other thing is, man, they just will refuse to give Russell Wilson credit.
Yeah. Like, well, this game, Wilson kind of got, shut down. Cause he only had 123 yards, in the air. So passing wise, we're used to seeing him be a little bit better than this. Well, a lot better, actually. My favorite thing about Russell Wilson is still he don't turn the ball over.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
He's so smart. He doesn't really, fuck up often. So he actually had one interception in this game, but he had 123 yards. I think the passing defense of the Texans fucks him up because he's short, and they do that thing where they bat a whole lot of balls down at the line of scrimmage.
The other thing is, man, was that interception even his fault? I don't remember that. I don't recall that being like he just threw it to the defender. I don't remember the interception really.
I just remember him having one and being like, "What? Damn, that's weird." You know, because dude just don't turn the ball over. He never does anything stupid. Also, he still has 77 yards on the ground. So, you know.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, can he get some credit? Even with the great defense that Houston was playing. Like, they literally was pitching a shutout.
Yeah.
Pinning them down deep in their own territory. At the end, he kept his composure. He didn't quit. Like, he didn't sulk. Like, blame the team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, come on. You got to see the Seahawks this
year. Yeah, he's definitely a leader, man.
Away game, too.
Yeah.
In Houston.
Mm-hmm. And without his rushing yards, they would have lost that. Because, you know, that shit was huge. So, yeah. Seattle still, to me, is the team that, in the NFC, I think, is going to go to the Super Bowl. Like, unless a major injury happens or something, they are just too fucking tough, man.
And they don't even have a full receiving core yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they still haven't got Percy Harvin, right?
Right.
I wonder if he's going to come back.
Man, you do not want to see them at the end of the year and they actually healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to see the Seahawks.
Browns played the Bengals. The Browns won. The Browns also won last night in Thursday Night Football, making them 3-0 since trading Trent Richardson.
Who knew?
Who would ever think the Browns would be as bad at tanking as they were at winning? Like, this shit, these niggas tanked and got better.
This should be their strategy every year.
It wasn't even Hoyer in the game last night. Hoyer tore his knee ligament, ACL. He's out for the season. Out for the season, dog. Whedon came back and won last night. I don't know what's going on
right
with the Browns.
This should be their plan every year. Like, listen, we're gonna do everything we can, fuck up the team.
Yeah.
Actually, we're gonna trade our starting quarterback this year. We got a rookie coming in.
I feel like next year they're gonna maybe shit this year. I feel like the next dude to go is gonna be Josh Gordon because he's having good games, like
right.
over 100 yards and a touchdown like every week. And then it's just going to be like Greg Little going to start getting 150 yards at a touchdown. Like, they can't help themselves.
Here's the thing. He only got that with four catches.
Yes.
He almost got 100 yards with four catches.
I just feel like the Browns owner has like a poster in the locker room that keeps getting one piece of clothing taken off every week. The Lions played the Bears, 40-32. What happened to the Bears defense? 40 points?
Your boy retired.
Urlacher?
Yep.
Yeah, well, he didn't really retire either. He's still mad about that shit. Like, they made him go home. They was like, hey, dog, you don't got a job no more.
They claimed out his locker at the end of the year. He thought all this shit was going to be there when he got back.
Yes. And Jay Cutler continues to get a pass because he white. Yep. Another three-interception game for him. Just a lost fumble, too. Just one of them people, man. Just, it won. It'll drive you crazy too. Cause you're just like, why do people think he is such a good quarterback? Cause he's white.
Man, how about they running back too?
Oh, yeah. Matt Forte.
Yes.
Yeah. He beast though.
And he 14 carries and still almost got 100 and mm-hmm. a TD.
And a TD. Yeah. He beast it. He just, plays with Jay Cutler. Like, imagine what his stats would look like if they were turning the ball over on four possessions that had nothing to do with him.
Imagine what his stats would like if he really had the money he really wanted.
Yeah, I forgot they didn't pay that nigga. you know, he looking at Reggie Bush mad as shit because Reggie Bush is who they played against. You know, he was looking at him like, nigga got all that money. Look at him.
Yep.
Over there smiling and shit. Nigga can't even stay healthy.
Back in my day.
Yeah. But yeah, he's like, I had to renegotiate my shit. Give my money back.
Hurt me and all.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just fucked up, dude. Cause, Jay Cutler is terrible. And Karen has had him on her fantasy team. So she knows
Why does she have on her fantasy team?
Karen has two quarterbacks that stay on her teams that I don't know why the fuck she keeps drafting them. Jay Cutler, who she finally didn't take this year, and Joe Flacco, who she still has this year. I don't understand it.
Maybe she liked their hair.
I don't know, but when I started talking to her, she'll like complain the whole day Sunday about how she hates them. She won't start them. And then like last week, she left Joe Flacco on the bench. He threw 5 interceptions, turning a 29-point game fantasy-wise to a 19-point game. And Karen was like, see, that's why I didn't start him. I hate him, blah, blah, blah. I was like, why is he still on the team, though? She's like, well, sometimes he'll have a good game. I'm like, see, you addicted. Like, you got to walk away from players like that. That's like, fantasy poison.
It has to be she like his hair, his commercials or something.
I don't know what it is. She just know his name
or
something.
You got to do first quarter fantasy league wrap up.
Yeah, that I had to do that next week. I had to look at some of this.
Yeah, not this week. But
yeah. The Titans played the Jets. The Titans smashed the Jets 38-13. Titans defense is better than you think. And Geno Smith was out there with no wide receivers, and I get that. All his receivers was hurt. But let me just say this, man, because a lot of people probably think like he a black quarterback, so therefore it's all good. I'm rooting for him, and I am rooting for him as a person, as an individual. I hope he's able to overcome everything. This nigga was like damn near taking safeties and shit. What the fuck?
Why did he put the ball behind his back?
Dude.
I'm looking for a clip of that now.
He is like, that's football 101. That's not even some old like, the receivers weren't open. Okay, the receiver's not open. Why did you backpedal 20 yards to the fucking 1 yard line? Throw the ball away, Gino. Just step up and throw the fucking ball out of bounds. It'll be okay. But, I'm starting to doubt Gino, man. Cause I remember when he took that first safety in, preseason. Remember that when they were like, we're going to let him start a preseason game. And that motherfucker ran out the back of the end zone. I was like, dude, that is not smart.
Man, he was like, this ain't Pop Warner anymore.
Yeah, man. I don't feel like good quarterbacks get off to a start in their career like this. So I'm feeling like Geno might not be good, man. I hope I'm wrong though. Redskins beat the Raiders. Not much to see here.
Barely.
They beat them by 10.
Man, they didn't even have Pryor.
Yeah, they didn't have Pryor. There's not much to see here, man.
Right. So if Pryor is the starter, he's just not learning to pass.
Yeah, like I said, not much to see here. Redskins are still pretty, like, questionable at best. Defense gave up 227 to Matt Flynn. Luckily for them, Darren McFadden got hurt. So Rashard Jennings was the running back after this. But if McFadden would have been healthy, it might have been a different story. Alfred Morris only got 71 yards in this game, which is – he still hasn't had a big game yet, man, which, you know, if you're a fantasy owner, it's got to be disturbing.
I think he got hurt during that game.
Hurt his chest. He did. He hurt his chest.
And here's the thing, too, man. The Redskins were losing this game.
Yeah.
They were losing.
To Matt Flynn.
Right.
to Matt Flynn and the Raiders, man.
Right.
But yeah, they managed to get a W at the end of the day. So
that's not all that count.
Yeah, not much to see here because I didn't think the Redskins were that good before this. And RG3 still not a back yet. He's not RG3 level yet. So
yeah, week 8, all I'll see is that W. I won't.
Right. Yeah. It's one of them, like, got an ugly win, walk away from it. My upset pick did not work out this week. I had the Eagles beating the Broncos and, I was only 33 points off.
Yeah, I hope nobody put money on it.
Yeah, they lost 20-52. Peyton Manning is just a well-oiled machine at this point, dude. Like, they cut up the Eagles like butter.
It was somewhat close at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
21-13.
It was kind of close at halftime. And then Peyton Manning said, I'm not fucking with y'all no more. the fact that some dude named Osweiler got in the game at quarterback for the Denver Broncos tells you everything you need to know about what happened out there for us. It went bad.
Question though.
Yeah.
Do you keep the offense or do you look at Philly and say we need to change up the offense?
First of all, I'm leaving everything the same because I still feel like we're one of the most entertaining teams in the league.
Okay.
To watch win or lose.
Well, I know you at some point want the wins.
It's just I had such low expectations for this year that I'm not the kind of Philly fan. Like, I'm sure there's a ton of them. If you go out there, I'm just not the guy that is down on the team. Like, I just didn't think we were good. So, you know, and then also I don't watch college football, so I wasn't excited about having Chip Kelly.
Oh, okay.
Like, everybody else was telling me to be excited, and I was like, why? It's like, cause he runs so fast. They get caught the right athletes, man. You should get excited. I'm like, I don't watch college football. I don't know what the fuck that's going to look like in the NFL, and you don't recruit in the NFL. So it's not like you could just be like, oh, I went out and got the fastest people in the league to run my offense. Yep. You got to pay them niggas. So it's even, it's pretty much even for everybody.
New to that concept.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
I will say though, I do appreciate you as a Philly fan because you're not from Philly.
Yeah.
And it's a dude at my school that is from Philly. And so he has tons of Philly gear that he's been wearing since football season started.
Yeah.
And he has been extremely hype. And I made the slightest comment about how did he feel about the game the other day. And this nigga eyes turned red and said, I don't want to talk about it. And I said, oh, all. And before I could finish, he said, I don't want to talk about it.
Damn.
I was like, oh, so. You mad?
Yeah. You mad as shit. Like, that's the thing. People be expecting me to be mad about it, and I don't care.
You're not
like,
from Philly. He from Philly, though.
Even, right, yeah. I know, I understand, but, like, and yeah, I agree. I think there's a huge difference between me and people that are from Philly being Philly fans. But, yeah, I don't care. I just want different problems. I don't like Andy Reid. What the fuck else do I have to say? It's like people keep expecting me to go back on my word when I was like, I don't care what happens. As long as Andy Reid is gone.
We
go over 16 and I would have been like straight because he gone, y'all.
Andy been coaching his ass off though.
That's what he do.
Time management and everything.
Everything. Well, nah, he fucked up time management against us. Like remember he called that timeout in the fourth. Everybody was like, who called that timeout? The Eagles called timeout? Why would anybody call timeout right here? And then they came back from break and was like, the Chiefs called timeout.
Man, you know Kansas City instituted a clock management manager over him. Like they took that power away from him.
It was like, we need to talk about something.
And Philly, they was like, go ahead, Andy, this all you. We'll let you have it.
The Chargers beat the Cowboys, which is always good for me, man. I hate the Cialis Clown Boys, and I'm glad anytime they take a loss, I celebrate. It's just funny, man, because when the Chargers beat the Eagles, it was the Eagles defense ain't good and we were terrible and, Mike Vick is the worst. But then they went up there and beat them Cowboys. Felt like everybody owes us a little bit of an apology.
Hey, can I say this?
Yeah.
When I watched a highlight for that game and I saw how big Dez Bryant's hands were, I really was like, what did his mama think when she saw that big ass head coming to her face?
Like, he probably slapped her head and his finger still touched his thumb. Like, it just wrapped all the way around.
Cause he has a huge head. I was like, I know she had to realize I should duck, but she was stuck like a deer in headlights. It had to be. But I really just wondered what she was thinking when that hand was coming to her face.
And also, Phillip Rivers is back, y'all. He back. He all the way back. Like, I didn't think it was possible. He had a couple years where I was like, this dude need to be up out of the league. And through the first four games, I think he's the second highest rated passer in the NFL. He back.
I think that's because what happens is with the Chargers, every so often they coach. Like when it was North, he'll let North coach, and then finally he'll be like, listen, I'm not listening to you no more. Fuck it. I'm doing what I feel like doing. And then he'll look good. And I think that's what happened. The first few games, he was like, I'll listen to the coach. But now he's like, nah, we'll run my offense.
Beginning of the year, he was talking about possibly needing to change his mechanics and shit. Nobody has brought that up since. Like, he just went out and started balling, man. Phillip Rivers having a banner year. On the low kind of, so I mean, all props to that dude, cause the nail was in the coffin. Now he got 11 touchdowns, two picks, almost 1200 yards, and 118.8 QB rating.
Man, he didn't like Kaepernick getting all his shine.
I don't know what it is, because, dude, he lost all his wide receivers.
Man.
All his wide receivers are out for the season, and he's just getting better.
As big as Phillip Rivers is, he should never throw an interception. He is taller than everyone out there. He sees the entire field.
The reason I think he throws so many picks, or used to throw so many picks, is because he don't curse.
No, he kind of an asshole.
He does not curse. Phillip Rivers does not curse.
Maybe not on camera, but he kind
of
an asshole.
No, it's a religious thing. That was, when I found that out, I don't think I've ever laughed so hard. Cause there is no one that looks more like a curser than Phillip Rivers.
Right, and I could have sworn at NC State I saw him curse a few people out.
Nope. He does not curse, man. I remember the game where they played against Denver when Jay Cutler was in Denver, and him and Jay Cutler were talking shit to each other from the sideline.
Yeah, he talks trash to everybody, every game.
But he won't curse. That's so weird to me. Like, how you gonna be a trash talker that don't curse, man?
Right, cause
I wanna hear him mic'd up.
Every game he talks trash.
Every game.
He's practically fighting the linemen of the other team every game, cause he's that big and he feel like he can win.
Yep. When I found that shit out, I was like, why not? Like, you do everything else. Here's, possession couldn't be further from reality in this case. Rivers isn't a bore. He's a devout Catholic who married his middle school sweetheart. They have 6 children together. He doesn't curse or carouse and is firm in his priorities. Faith comes first, then family, then football.
How many children?
6. He definitely is an Itwine, by the way. If he was black, they'd be like, oh, he got all them babies. Name your babies. Nobody ever asked Phillip Rivers to name all his kids.
He married his high school sweetheart, though.
Yeah.
Makes me like him even more.
Here's another one. His trademark, Big Mouth, has become his calling mark or whatever calling card in the NFL. So then they interview him, and he says, when you see it on TV, I'll be the first one to agree. It doesn't look good, Rivers said Wednesday from the Chargers training facility. But there's nothing I say out there that I couldn't tell my 6-year-old daughter. I don't curse, and I'm not saying anything out of line at all. How? Like, when you watch video of this dude, it is impossible to imagine him being like, you shut the heck up. I don't give a doohickey what you say. I don't give, what? You are a terrible, terrible football player. And that's it. I hated to go there on you, Buster, but I'm not playing. You get the helicopter out of my face. I know that much. I cannot believe that dude doesn't curse, man.
Oh, man.
I like
him even more, though.
Like, yeah.
Now he should be leading the rookie symposium.
Yeah, he should be.
Because it shows you can talk trash, get in people's face, but
you don't have
to
curse. Yeah, you can have children, marry your middle school sweetheart.
Hold control.
Falcons lost to the Patriots. Patriots are 4-0 with Tom Brady's worst receiving corps ever.
We knew this going in because of their conference.
Yeah, that's so terrible.
They playing Miami twice.
And I don't believe in the Falcons like everybody else does. I don't think Matt Ryan is an elite quarterback.
No, who once said, who?
People keep telling me this, dude.
Falcons fans
I laughed at people that picked Matt Ryan as one of the first quarterbacks in the first and second round. Like, I laugh at you. Like, why didn't you wait till like 6th round if you want to take a sorry motherfucker like that? Like, he gonna be terrible during the fantasy playoffs. And they'd be like, no, he's an elite quarterback. This is the year. This has been the year for like 6 years now. It's never gonna be the year.
Man, it's only Falcon fans.
Yeah, he overrated as shit, man. It's getting bad.
As you know what it is? Anytime you get that paycheck piece, people associate that with you can play.
Right. You know what? Honestly, it's cause he got that. You're not Mike Vick money. That's why he got paid.
Yep.
There's like, oh, a white dude that is the opposite of Mike Vick.
Yep.
Like, I don't even own dogs. Oh my God, give him all the money. Give him all the money.
Like, he can play. He can play, y'all. We finally got an elite quarterback.
Yeah, everybody calm down. He's elite. No. Because they needed those fans. Because for people that don't know, obviously Atlanta has a huge constituent of black NFL fans. And even after Mike Vick, like, was found guilty, a lot of them were still like, we love Mike Vick. And if he gets out of prison, he need to come back here.
Yep.
Get a second chance. So they needed to concretely put a player in his spot that no one would question was the starter, and that this is the new direction, and they needed to do it immediately. So as soon as they drafted Matt Ryan, they like basically made him the golden boy. It's like, Matty Ice, he's clutch, he's this, he's that. Matt Ryan ain't won a playoff game yet. Even, like I said, even in the fantasy playoffs, he's shit. So, yeah, man, or not even fantasy playoffs. On the way to the fantasy playoffs, he plays like shit, if you look at his game log. So, like, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not sold on this kid. I always felt it was a rush job to, like, say he was great. And, yeah, the further they get into the season, the more suspect he'll get.
Man, so. They even brought a Hall of Famer tight end back to the game.
Mm-hmm. Just to give him a cushion.
I know he, like, I should have went to a different team.
Like, dude, how many times you think Mike Vick looks at that lineup and he's like, so you got Roddy White, who I played with 1 year, Julio Jones, one of the top, a first round draft pick at wide receiver.
Right.
Hall of Famer, Tony Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. You know who I had, dog?
Warrick Dunn.
Me and Warrick Dunn and Algie Crumpler. Algie Crumpler, who would not stop going to Krispy Kreme on the way to the game. That was my lineup.
Did he have Andre Rison 1 year?
I think so.
Like his rookie year or something. Like,
and he had that dude that was in Buffalo that year, had one good season. Everybody was like, oh shit, they finally got him a wide receiver. And then that dude was out of the league in like 2 years.
Right.
Things like Lee something or something.
Terrible
Lee.
Teams. Terrible. No defense.
Terrible.
No offensive line ever. Why is it that coaches can't put an offensive line around Mike Vick?
I don't know, man.
It never happens.
It feels like, you know what, though? It feels like it's a black quarterback thing because it's not just him. It feels like they go, he's mobile, so why do we need to spend money on offensive line? You're like, well, you know, every quarterback needs offensive line, but he can run. He gonna get hurt like that. No, man, he'll just run away. Well, I guess we should get him some help at receiver though, right? Well, let's get him some draft picks on receivers. No, he can run.
He can pass the ball to himself.
Yeah, he can just run. Like, but you're gonna need to pass it.
No, well, what no. Do
he'll just run instead of pass it.
We'll set plays up where he can pitch the ball back to the running back.
Yeah.
And the running back can pass it to him.
Right. Then he can pass it back. Like, you know, he can pass it, like, but if he can't pass it, he'll just run. Like, cause like, if you think about it, look at Cam Newton, right? And this is like, it's like a universal black quarterback thing. You get Cam Newton. They haven't spent any first round picks on the offensive line yet since he's been here. They haven't spent a first round pick on wide receiver yet since he's been here.
Yep.
It's like they don't do this with anybody but black quarterbacks.
Cause what do they make it better?
Yeah.
Not the defense.
Andrew Luck, they went out and traded to get Trent Richardson. They got T.Y. Hilton. Like, they actually are trying to build something around him because there's a perception, like, he's a white quarterback.
You know who the Patriots were more worried about? Their lineman that got hurt.
Exactly. Vince Wilfork got hurt.
Offensive lineman. They were seriously concerned, like, what are we going to do now? With the receivers, they was like, oh, we'll just plug in another receiver.
Yeah.
We'll plug in another tight end. Mm-hmm. Our lineman is hurt. What are we going to do?
Yep. Like, you just don't hear this shit around black quarterbacks. Like, you just expected to get out of that shit. It's like, six people broke through the line. Run, nigga, run.
Why didn't you run?
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
That's why Gino was like, what am I supposed to do?
Gino out there running backwards and shit. Gino, sorry. Gino is gonna be the black Mark Sanchez, man.
Man, doesn't Gino look like he stole a car at some point in his life?
Gino look sorry. I hate to tell y'all, man, because I know that's a young black man. He looks sorry. He got a sorry look on his face, man. Look at him. Man. Next time you get a chance, let me put a picture of him in the chat, man. He just looked like a dude that is dumb.
Man, Gino looks like he's gotten caught stealing the teacher's books, trying to get all the answers for the year.
He just looked dumb, man. It's not, it don't mean he dumb.
Oh my God. It was a kid, man.
It doesn't mean he's dumb, and it doesn't mean he can't be a starting NFL quarterback. But the nigga looked dumb, dog. Like, everybody that act like they can't see it is in some type of denial, man. Like, look at this picture in the chat, y'all. Tell me this dude does not look like a smart person, man. I'm sorry to say it.
You gotta put that picture up of him as a kid for the,
I did. I put it
cover for the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I will make Geno Smith is dumb. That might be the title of this. Oh, Geno Smith looks dumb. Geno Smith.
No, not. Who was there? How dumb is he?
He looked dumb, man. I'm sorry. I'm sure he's a nice person, and I'm sure he stays out of trouble. He's probably a good kid,
man.
But nigga, you look dumb. Like,
I wonder what his whole control like though.
I don't know, man. I would feel bad if I was a white person that had to root for him though, because I know they feel the same way we do. That he looked dumb.
He can't say,
but
it.
They can't say it because it's racist.
Hey. Geno definitely pulled one of those things your boy did that played for Houston and Buffalo, that D lineman that had that 300.
Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buying rings like that for groupies.
Yeah. Now, that dude did go to NC State, so.
I mean, he was the first rounder. He was smart enough to get an agent.
And then dumb enough to give it away to the white woman. First white woman he could find. She wasn't even good looking. I remember when I saw the pictures of her, I was like, wait, what? Mario Williams giving it away for this?
This?
No.
Not your average white woman you can find in Piggly Wiggly.
Right. Like, get you a white woman above reproach where people can be like, well, she is bad. Like, his white woman was regular as shit.
Man, that's who they need to get at the rookie symposium is Derek Jeter.
Mm,
Whole different sport, but he should just do a section on home control.
Yeah, he could do it. He should do it for all the sports.
That should be his job after baseball.
The Saints beat the Dolphins 38-17.
No surprise, though.
Yeah, Dolphins were not good.
Here's the thing, though. Who are these Saints fans that were bragging about this game?
Yeah.
Like Tannehill got lucky two or three games. We knew that wasn't going to last.
Yeah, and the funny thing is the Dolphins fans is in denial right now. They keep thinking, because, like, I was listening to Dan Levitard's show, which is out of Miami, and Bo was on there or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Bo was basically like, yeah, they not good.
They not.
And everybody was, like, calling in, like, well, they do such and such. He's like, they're not good at anything. And they was like, well, they're good at goal line stops and goal line scores for touchdowns. And he was like, if you had to reduce it to areas of the field, that's not actually being good. Like, you know, but whatever. Yeah, I don't think they're good. So
I do like their jerseys, though.
And they got a weak schedule, so they might be a playoff team, but they're just not a good team.
They won't, because the Patriots in their division.
Oh, yeah, they taking two of them L's. Mm-hmm, for sure. Mark that down. They taking two L's. That's got to suck about being a Dolphins fan. Every year you can mark down two L's immediately. All right, let's talk about other news around the world. Michael Jordan has another woman claim that he is her baby daddy. Oh, you guys thought I was going to go with the other story that's big this week. Hmm? Nope. Talking about balls deep in sports, y'all. So we had to go all the way in and find us a story that, you know, actually mattered. Because everybody knows Michael Jordan is an asshole and thinks he could beat LeBron 1-on-1.
Yep.
That's not really news at all. What you didn't know was that he got accused of being a baby daddy again.
So how many children does that make for him?
That he claims or no, that he's right, been accused him. Of? I don't know, dog. It's got to be piling up, though, because I feel like I've read this headline more than once.
Right, because early on, he wasn't in the headlines for this. Especially pre-internet, social media, like when it was hard. But even for a short while, even Washington, those sort of things, nobody was claiming they were pregnant by him. Just claiming he's fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's claiming Tiger Woods is their baby daddy. They just saying, yeah, right. he, you know, he took me to Denny's and all these other places.
Might look like a nigga that might go wrong. Because you feel like it's a competition between him and the other dudes you're having sex with. And he wins if he goes raw.
You think, you don't think Magic kind of.
Magic looked like he went raw too.
Oh.
He had to look on him. TMZ reports LaQuetta Theus. LaQuetta Theus.
Oh, wait, this is a lie.
Yeah. You know what? I can't even read the rest of this.
There's no credibility.
Yeah, the baby in the picture is black. Yeah, okay. This didn't happen.
There's no credibility.
Yeah, this didn't happen.
LaQuetta?
Yeah, she said it's a 2-year-old. MJ is happy that he's the baby. That he's the baby father. He denied it, of course. The name of the baby is Gianna Rachel Henderson.
That's definitely, come on.
Yeah. She's looking for child support. She says, thank you, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Thank you, God, for F-O-U-R, for never letting go. This is on Facebook. I love you all with my soul, God. I love you with all my soul, God. 6 exclamation points. Michael Jordan, when are you going to support your 2-year-old daughter? You dropped $10 million on your nice wedding that you had April 27. That was nice, but don't you think it time that you support your daughter and the way you should? What?
Now, first of all, let's be clear. This is not Rod reading this and y'all thinking Rod
is fucking up.
Right.
No, yeah, I'm awake this week.
This is how this is wrote.
Written. Yeah. Also, $10 million has no space between the 10 and a million.
$10 million.
$10 million. Every cent.
Oh, LaQuetta.
Every cent, y'all. Every cent 2008. I've been now. You, it's been nothing but a lie. You told me, and I just want you to man up to your daughter, and her father should not lie to her about nothing. So I really, R-E-L-L-Y, I really hope that you could be the best father that you can be to her. She look just like you. So stop keeping your daughter a secret. It should not be Luke that she your it time Michael Jordan 23. What? It should not be Luke that she your it time Michael Jordan 23 for F-O-U-R you to become a father and your daughter life. You tell her you love her. When are you gunning to show her? I pray to God that you become that father figure, F-I-G-E-R, in her life.
Can I just say that looking at this picture, that house looks like she has roaches. And I don't think Michael Jordan, since he left Wilmington, has ever been in a house that has roaches.
He probably has, but it was white people roaches, so he called them palmetto bugs and kept it moving. He's like, white people roaches better than nigger roaches. Like, come on, MJ, he can't be saying that.
I just don't imagine him having, outside of Barkley and Charles Oakley, I don't imagine Jordan having any black friends or, like, was anybody black at his wedding other than the staff?
Yeah. I doubt it. Paula Deen was probably there catering. He just don't want no niggas at his shit, man. That's all. I just can't believe that he would have sex with a black woman. And this woman seems to not even be able to make a complete sentence. So someone in the chat says, I hate to say it, but I think this woman's been tricked by MJ lookalike. The nigga showed up in a 23 Bulls jerseys with pinstripe champion jersey and shit.
Ooh, you tall. Mm-hmm. You play basketball?
Yeah. I'm Michael Jordan.
You
don't remember? I don't think I heard of you. I think I heard of you.
Younger pictures.
Yeah. I'm Michael Jordan. Wow. They say you look a lot shorter in person, Michael Jordan. They say you like supposed to be 6'6". Oh, you know, they add like a couple inches to your height. So how tall are you really? 5'10". You put on some weight too, Michael Jordan. Well, you know, now that I own the Bobcats.
Eating good.
I've been eating a little better.
So you live in Charlotte?
Yeah, I live here all the time. I fly in from Chicago. That's why I play basketball. But I come in now all the time. Yep. So you gonna let me hit that or what? You know, he was like, she was asking him dumb questions. She, you know, if you take care, if you have a baby, you gotta take care of your. Yeah, of course. Yeah, take care
I'm Michael Jordan, of course.
Yeah. I got all the money. I can do it.
Can I see one of your rings?
Yeah.
We're at the jewelers right now.
Yeah. You're not worried about me getting pregnant and trying to trap you? Nah. No condoms. If you need the money, just sue me for it. It's fine. I don't care. I got the money for you. Jack Nicklaus, does not like Tiger Woods' chances of breaking his majors records.
Of course he wouldn't.
Yeah, I feel like this is the same as Michael Jordan saying he can, only Kobe Bryant can beat him one on one and LeBron James doesn't even have a chance. Like, old niggas always think they shit is the best. Like, what do you think? He gonna be like, yeah, Tiger probably gonna get it. Of course he's like, fuck no. And maybe he's right, maybe he's not, but the point being, well, I wouldn't expect him to say Tiger would until it was like one win away, then he might say
it. One putt away.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if it's on the 18th green and Tiger's up by 57 strokes, then he'll be like, all right, he got it.
Yep. Otherwise, he's celebrating like the Miami Dolphins undefeated team.
Mm-hmm.
Every year for no reason.
Well, I didn't say I was confident Woods would break his record of 18 major titles. He says, I just expect him to. Perhaps Nicklaus was a tad grumpy about being asked for the quadrillion time. His prediction about whether his mark of 18 majors will fall to Woods, who has been stuck on 14 for 5 years. Or maybe it was the imbecilic way in which the interview began after Nicklaus rang the bell from Dublin, Ohio to open trading for the day of the New York Stock Exchange. You know what they said when they found out you were ringing the bell? Jim Cramer's co-anchor asked Nicklaus. People said, are we in for a golden bear market? Wow. That's a lame joke.
Yep. Question. Why is he ringing the bell for the New York Stock Exchange in Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done with this story. Khloe Kardashian is filed for divorce from Lamar Odom.
Say it ain't so.
Makes sense.
I thought they was going to make it forever.
He on crack, so.
Man, I believe in love.
But that's the thing about a rich woman that has her own money before she meets you. She's not sticking around through the crack addiction, dog. Okay? Now, if you would have got you like with some chick from high school that you had a couple babies with and shit, she would have had to stick it out through the crack. But Khloe, like, I can go do bad by my damn self.
You think Metta World Peace called and said, I'm here for you if you need to talk?
Probably. Mm-hmm.
Maybe gave him some advice.
He was totally too busy filming that Key and Peele segment, Metta World News.
Hilarious, so, by the way.
He was like, nah. Bud Selig says he will retire January 2015. I don't watch baseball, so what does this mean to you, Justin?
Maybe that's the same time Instant Replay will come in. Maybe. I think Instant Replay, like, this is a sport that's, you know, America's sport, supposedly. They don't even do Instant Replay yet.
Seriously. I saw a nigga trick a ref the other day without even touching the player.
Right.
He was just like, I touched him, and the ref was like, you got him, buddy. Mm-hmm. Nah, I was like, this is dumb.
All jokes aside, he's setting whoever his predecessor up for failure. Cause he hasn't addressed any type of issues or, any type of policies that'll address steroids in baseball. He's just now getting, Instant Replay, and it's not like they still don't have all the appropriate rules for the baby to use Instant Replay.
Mm. All right. Well, I don't know or care about baseball. So there you guys go. We talked about baseball. Chip Kelly says he is not interested in the USC job. He's very, very excited to be in Philly, which means he's probably interested in that USC job. Cause,
college started to look real good right now.
Yeah, no way he's cool with what's happening to his team on the field.
I will say this, though. Mm-hmm. He's not interested in it yet. Right now he still wants the NFL money.
Yeah, it doesn't mean they have to fill the job right away. Anyway.
Well, no, I mean, even 2 years from now, like if he was to get fired from Philly, when he gets fired from Philly,
yeah.
he'll still look for another NFL job just for the NFL paycheck.
Maybe. I don't know, man. Like, a lot of these coaches are egomaniacs that come from these colleges where you are absolutely unequivocally the man if you're the college football coach. And I could easily see, cause the same shit happened with Spurrier. You know, I can see a lot of cats being like, I'm going back to where I'm appreciated. Like, I don't like this, you know, like these motherfuckers ask me questions in press conferences and they expect me to answer.
It's different though, cause Spurrier still was trying to call them grown ass men boys.
Yeah, but I mean, I get what you're saying, but honestly, I don't think it's that different because I'm talking about the level of success. Like, same thing happened with, was it Patino that coached the Celtics?
Yep.
Like, it's a level, I think these coaches are fucking egomaniacs a lot of the time.
I think, especially the ones that come,
huh?
The NBA ran Patino out though. Like, Pete Carroll came back twice.
But I don't think, you know what? He could have got another job. Patino could have got another job. He went back to college on purpose. Even with Pete Carroll, he went back to college. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think their ego can't take
their job.
Yeah, they can't take it twice in a row. Like, they need that. Like, I'm not saying Chip Kelly would never coach in the NFL again, but he would be like, let me go back and do what I do so people can see I'm still a good coach. And go coach up another team and people will be like, oh, okay, yeah, he's at USC running that fast ass offense and it's great. And then he would be like, all right, I've done this for 4 years. Let me go back to the pros. That's how I think he would do it. I just think these dudes are egomaniacs, man. So you're never going to hear these motherfuckers just be like, I took an L in the pros, but let me work my way back up to get professional respect. They just going to be like, fuck it, I'm out, you know?
I don't know. Maybe because I like having money. I would take the money. Money grab.
Charlie Weiss. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think niggas just know. They like.
Yeah, but he was getting assistant money. He went to head coach.
That's true. That's true. But yeah, I just think that people like to, like. Like, what do you think is going to happen with Greg Schiano after Tampa Bay?
Oh, he gone.
But where are you going? To another NFL team? College.
I don't think another NFL team would take him because he's a cancer.
What about as an assistant?
I don't know. I don't think they want him and his personality on their team, even as assistant. I think maybe if he was just losing games, but he wasn't having issues with star players who never had issues with anyone else.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I just think, I mean, I guess we have to find another example, but I just think that it's tried and true that these niggas end up back in college. Like, they lose their job, they be back in college. For whatever reason, they go back in college because they didn't experience that success.
See, my ego would say I never want to be, like, give me the money and I need to prove that I can win on this higher level because college is too easy.
Yeah, they don't have that in them.
It's like you don't play Madden on easy.
They're the opposite. They're like, pros are too hard. You see what I'm saying? Like, you have a different mentality, which is, college is too easy. Let me do something challenging. And I think they're like, I was the man. Like a year ago, everybody said nothing moves in this town without me. Now y'all, I got fucking beat reporters telling me I shouldn't have went for it on 4th and 1. Who the fuck are you to talk to me like that? I'm Chip Kelly, motherfucker. I invented the crazy ass fast offense, bitch. That's why I'm here. You know what I mean? I feel like they have that inside of them.
Well, we're saying it because you're losing the game, Chip.
Yeah.
Maybe it just wasn't a good decision.
They don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because if they lost that game at Oregon, nobody would have the fucking balls to start questioning them like that. Like, you might lose your press credentials fucking with a coach. Like, Spurrier has done it where he's like, I'm not doing interviews with this guy anymore. Send a new person because he asked me questions I didn't like. You can't do that in the NFL. So at least you can't do it without winning. You know what I mean? It'll make you look crazy. Belichick can do some shit like that, but fucking Chip Kelly can't. A-Rod is suing the MLB. Mm-hmm. Cause they tried to get him up out of there, man.
He's just trying to hold on to that money.
Mm-hmm. And I don't blame him one bit.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense to me. I would sue them too.
But he changed his story up.
What did he change it up to now?
You know, in the beginning when this story first came out, he was saying, hey, I don't even know this person you guys are talking about. I'm not associated with him. I don't know him at all.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? Like, I never heard of him until you brought him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's saying, well, maybe he gave me something and I didn't know it was a legal substance.
Right.
Like, he was just giving me stuff. I was just taking it. He's the doctor. Hey, I just do what he tells me to do.
I love when they do that, by the way.
It's like, well, wait, just a week ago, you didn't know him at all. Now you're saying y'all was sharing hotel rooms. You took a flight to Cancun together.
I love when Major League Baseball players do that. Where it's like, I had nothing to do with steroids or anyone that's ever touched steroids. I don't know anything about steroids. That is a crazy ass assumption. What is wrong with y'all? You disgust me. I will not even dignify your questions with a response. Then like a week later, they'd be like, yeah, we're going to have to give you that suspension. Okay, look, I was on a plane with a friend who gave me a glass of water and some lotion. I didn't know the lotion was steroid lotion. I said, oh, flaxseed oil lotion, does this have vitamin E? That's all I wanted to know.
I'm trying to moisturize my hands.
I didn't know it had vitamin HGH in it too. I was just drinking some water and I was like, I'm thirsty. You know, a fast way to get the hydration in my system would probably be to take a needle of water and put it in my ass. I didn't know it was steroids. Duh. How can y'all possibly even question that?
So why'd you get naked to rub the lotion on you in a plane?
Yeah, you got to get naked because I like to really get in the pores. I like to really work it. You know, a lot of y'all walking around looking ashy right now. Look at your elbows. Okay, you don't see that with me. This is flaxseed elbows. So that's what the flaxseed is for, to get really in the pores.
And that's exactly what he said, too.
Yeah, these niggas be lying like
that's
shit.
That's why Robinson Cano can get his money.
Yeah. Oh, did you see Magic Johnson talking about some, we're not going to be pursuing Robinson Cano for L.A.?
No, he didn't say he was going to L.A. either.
Right.
He said, the Yankees will pay me my money.
Nobody asked you, nigga. Shut up. trying to act like you making a decision. We're not pursuing him. We're saying no right away. Cool, because I don't want to go there.
Has he looked at his roster lately?
Yeah.
Like, all the money they've been spending out on players, you can't afford Robinson Cano. That's what he really should have said.
Right.
That's his way of saying, I can't afford that Range Rover.
try to spend that shit for his fans. Speaking of spending, Jason Kidd suspended two games for his 2012 DWI. Has a head coach ever been suspended for DWI before? Feel like this is a first.
At least they not holding against him slapping his wife around.
Because if so, I feel like Don Nelson would have been suspended a long time ago. Because he looked like an alcoholic.
Don on a different you know, in the altitude of where Don played at, you know, things were different back then. Why are you bringing up old stuff?
I just wanted to get my Don Nelson look like an alcoholic joke in there.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
He looked like an alcoholic, dog. He looked like Nick Nolte in like 48 hours. He looked like an alcoholic.
Here's a better question, though.
Mm-hmm.
As a player, and I get in trouble on the team for something stupid, how can Jason Kidd at this point at the coach, as the coach, correct that? Because,
hey, man, let me just say this now, because I don't know when we're going to get to the NBA season, but the Nets have no shot in hell of being a contender, and that shit is going to fail horribly. That's my prediction. Your coach cannot be the same age as the players, man. Like, this nigga said, as a coach, I need to limit KG's minutes. Like, he won't be playing back-to-backs this year because he's, you know, getting older and he's very important. We need to conserve him for the playoffs. And KG was like, no. Yep. What?
And he not the size of Paul Silas where he can argue against KG.
Right. And y'all were just friends. Like, y'all were just at the bar a week ago.
Yo, he went.
This shit not going to work.
You went left and got the DWI. He went right.
It got home. Paul Pierce is not going to listen to this nigga.
Now, if he can get Paul Pierce to get that white stuff out his mouth, they might have a chance.
It's not going to happen. Nobody going to listen to him.
They might have a chance if he can convince Paul Pierce to wipe his lip.
We already mentioned this story, but Michael Jordan says, he think Kobe Bryant could beat him at game 1-1, but not LeBron James.
I do believe Kobe can beat him in a game 1-on-1.
Oh, he definitely could. And I don't think LeBron James could either. The question is, why the fuck you gotta keep bringing this shit up, man? You know what I mean? Because a lot of people are like, well, he says that, but LeBron James better than Kobe. Here's why LeBron can't beat Jordan in his prime. Because Jordan's just going to cheat him.
Yep.
And LeBron don't have the mentality to rival the assholishness of Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant absolutely does.
Yep.
That's it. That's the reason.
I think Jordan said that because some shoes about to drop.
Yeah. And also, it's not really giving props to Kobe for the record. It's basically backhanded compliment to Kobe. Cause it said other than Kobe Bryant, cause he steals all my moves.
Yep.
So yeah, I hear you, MJ. Gotta make sure you get that out there, huh? All right. The Heat announced that Juwan Howard's gonna officially be assistant coach, to which I say, the fuck was he doing the last three seasons?
I thought he was assistant coach then. Wasn't he motivating them at halftime and everything else?
I thought he was an assistant coach that just wore pullovers instead of suits.
Yeah, I thought he was like breaking just in case, like dick in the glass.
When was he not an assistant coach is what I want to know. Even when he was playing, I thought he was still assistant coach. Like, it's not like he was contributing.
He just keep collecting the rings, dog.
Yeah.
He just keep collecting the rings.
Yeah,
not 11, not 12, not 13.
Yeah, I can't wait for 2014 where he's like, they're like, so as assistant coach, what do you think about? Whoa. I didn't say anything about being assistant coach 2014. I got to see where Bron's going.
Right.
We will let you know what our decision is when we reach that point. What do you mean we? Juwan, we're just talking to you. We want to know what you're going to do. I said, we will let you know when we decide where we're going.
I guarantee you he has an automatic job too.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, like, yeah, I want to sign with such and such team. You just, come on, Juwan.
Yeah, Juwan is good luck charm at this point.
Hey, like, here's the other thing though. How, after LeBron switches team, mm-hmm. How fast do you think D-Wade calls him and be like, man, come on, man. You can't do this.
Dog, he is going to be bringing this shit up on the low the whole year. You know, he going to be buying stuff. He gonna be doing passive aggressive stuff like buying them matching cars.
You think it's little gifts in LeBron locker room before every game? Oh, hey, LeBron, I saw this the other day and thought you might like it.
Yeah, he going to be taking them to restaurants like, hey, you know, they only got one of these in the world and it's in Miami.
How many people can actually say they fuck Gabrielle Union?
Right.
You want to fuck Gabby?
You want to fuck Gabby? She only 40.
You want to fuck her?
No.
No?
Sure. Sure. Just for a little bit. I don't have to even be in the room.
Siobhan too?
Yeah. Kobe. Wait, hold on. That's way too early for that news. What was that? How'd that slide up there? Move that to the back.
Oh, Gabby.
Jeremy Lin said he's glad for a lower profile in the NBA now that there's no more Linsanity. Yeah, because if people were still paying attention, they realized your ass is sorry now. Yo, you fell off, bruh.
I bet you won't get some of that money back.
Right. Your ass don't be in the game in the fourth quarters, man. You don't want nobody to notice.
Yeah. It is embarrassing to sit on the pine
in
the fourth quarter of games, especially when they're close.
I paid good money to see this dude in Charlotte. And, they bitched his ass the whole second half. Like, he played terrible when he came in, turned it over like three times, and the coach was like, enough of this shit.
One for nine. He's supposed to be one of the better shooters in the league.
Never saw this dude again for the rest of the night, so yeah, I get it. Yeah, you should be glad it's over too.
Oh, poor Asian people.
Yep. Another chink in the armor. Steve Nash says... Remember when they did that chicken in the armor headline? I was like, these white people, I've lost their goddamn mind. I was like, what the fuck? When did we just start being racist? Like, the titles, it went from like subtle racism to just like outright racism by the end, dude. It was so bad. And people was like, well, you know, it is a phrase and they said about plenty of people. I was like, but what about the other 12 titles that led up to this slowly? This shit was like, Jeremy Lin can't drive too well to the basket.
Yeah, he's looking a little sleepy.
Yeah. Looks like he needs to work on his jump shot and stop being so he can get on an egg roll. I'm like, come on, man.
Oh, man.
Shit was so racist. Then they tried to slide in racist number 27 and be like, oh, wait, this was a mistake. This one we didn't see coming. I'm like, what about the rest?
So what about the dude that Dwight Howard took his spot starting? For Houston.
The 7-foot-tall dude. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. He was like, trade me. Yeah.
Get me the fuck out
of here. Oh, a Sikh. And no, they did not trade him. So fuck him. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? You're under contract. You know, they're not trading him anyway if they don't have to. And he'll be fine. Dwight Howard isn't even that bad to play with. But yeah. Liz Sanity is a wrap. Steve Nash said the vibe is already different in Los Angeles and everything feels better. And he's looking forward to limited minutes.
You know, something Kobe mentioned in his interview the other day was Steve Nash was drafted directly after him.
I didn't know that.
Me either.
Huh. That's weird.
Same, been in the league the same amount of time, but look at the conditioning.
Right. One of them can't stay healthy. He needs a team full of trainers. And the other one just goes to Germany like once every 2 years for a checkup. DeMarcus Cousins got a contract extension, which means Sacramento is in a long-term deal with Crazy.
Yeah, some people, I told you, man, listen, Crazy has good pussy.
Yep. No caveats in the deal, by the way. Like, no opt-outs, no team options. 100% full, firm commitment to DeMarcus Cousins as your franchise player.
Somehow that seems like his idea.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. Cause he knows that if they had a team option, he does too much crazy shit, at some point they will opt out.
Cause anybody else, for other players, they're like, yeah, no, that I can't sign that. I don't want to be stuck here.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has options.
Yep.
DeMarcus was like, nope, no options. Well, you know, that means you don't have options either. Hey, I'm cool with that.
Right. He's like, I'll stay here. Cause I know I'm crazy.
Right.
Like, y'all the ones that's fucking up.
I have enough money to be here and live comfortable. And I can travel wherever the fuck I feel like. You, on the other hand, can't get rid of me at this point.
Rohan Rondo is setting his own pace for his comeback. And the only reason I'm reading this is because Kobe Bryant is going to come up later. And just remember, this young nigga got hurt a while back. And he still got to set his own pace.
I'm a reserve comments for this. I don't like Rondo, but
yeah,
I'm a reserve comments.
I think Rondo is underrated because jump shots are overrated in the NBA. But yeah, he partially tore his ACL ending his season in January and setting his own pace.
I was just going to say, you know, when Dwayne Wade took his leg out from under him and clipped him, you know, he finished the game.
But then broke his elbow.
But now you want to.
Now you're not tough. Okay. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook had to get a second surgery, so he's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks of the regular season.
Should have went to Germany, dog.
Yep. Good luck, good luck, Kevin Durant.
I will say this, is it leaves him more time to shop for shirts online.
Yeah.
And they do look different online, Westbrook, than they do when you're wearing them, unfortunately. I know the pixels, maybe, I don't know, better the laptop, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah. Russell dresses like one of the, like, a video game character where you can pick out their clothes. He'd be like, let me guess the craziest shit I could get.
Yep.
That's how Russell Westbrook dresses. But yeah, he gonna be hurt, man, 4 to 6 weeks. So I'm assuming KD gonna beast during the 4 to 6 weeks, but we still don't know how he's gonna look coming off that injury. So we'll see if he's back 100% and ready to go, or if it's something that's gonna take time like Derrick Rose.
You know, I hate to keep talking about Kobe, but you know, obviously I like Kobe. But one of the other reasons Kobe's surgery has been more successful too, because Kobe went and had his surgery before the scar tissue started to heal, which made it easier to do the surgery.
Didn't need 2 or 3 surgeons. You know, went to the best surgeons in the world, not just America.
Man, can I just say, even though while we're Kobe Bryant fans, I'm not that much of a Kobe Bryant fan. Not like some of these other people.
Yeah, I'm not a stan, but I'm a fan.
Cause there's no way in the hell I'm paying $1,000 for Kobe's charity. As much as I like Kobe. I'm not that big a fan.
I don't need to meet him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm perfectly fine living my entire life and never meeting Kobe Bryant face to face. And not because I think he's an asshole or a mean person, but just because I'm a fan of his basketball skills. That's it. We don't have to hang out. I don't have any delusions of grandeur when it comes to him. NCAA is going to make a rule where football targeting calls get automatic review. The NFL should do this too.
Yep.
Like, I think people go, well, it's a judgment call and you really shouldn't review it. I think you can review a judgment call.
You can.
We do it all the time.
And you can put that player out the game at that point.
Not just that, or not take him out the game.
Right, but.
We do it all the time because how many times as fans of football have we seen a dude get kicked out the game, then they show the replay and we're like, that wasn't helmet to helmet. You know what I'm saying? But in real life, that dude gone because, once you say he's gone, there's no review. And there's been times when we see like a dude would put his helmet into like someone's shoulder pad or something and still end up getting getting kicked out the game.
Yep.
So yeah, I think this is a great idea. Review it. The more reviews, the better. And especially since it won't really take away from the game. Just like it takes 2 to 3 minutes to kick someone out the game anyway.
Yep. You know, I'm shocked there's not more helmet to helmet though. I really am because of how quick people try to move to get extra yards and all those things. And when you're set trying to tackle somebody, if they turn into you, it's still your fault as the defender.
Yeah. But I would even say I would like this for pass interference. Like, I'm fine with that. Yep. We are in a society right now where it doesn't take as long as people think. It just takes a little bit of time. A minute to be like, oh yeah, that was not pass interference.
And you don't even have to have the officials on the field review. You can have the officials in the booth review.
That's what I'm saying. Not even the guys on the field. Yeah, just the booth guy goes, yeah, that's not helmet to helmet. You know, or hey, this is against a defenseless receiver. That I can see you going, okay, we can't really overturn that. Like that's so judgment. But something like targeting, we actually do have rules that say this type of hit is a target. And there's no like interpretation. It's either your helmet's touched or they didn't, you know? So I don't know, man. I think I'm for this and I hope they expand it to the NFL. Another article, LeBron James is having his headband moved up on the video game NBA 2K14.
Why not enlarged?
I don't know.
Cause in real life, he just gets them bigger. Enlarged.
Yeah. But, but I guess they said, nigga, you not slick. We noticed that headband sliding up a little bit. So yeah.
Can I say this too?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so disappointed in the facial graphics of the players of Madden and these 2K.
How come?
We have so much technology where clarity could be so much better on these games, and I don't know why it's not.
So you looking for like some avatar level shit or something?
It could be. And as much as the games cost and as much as the systems cost, why is it not happening?
I don't know.
Because it's not like they don't, like on the commercials, they make them look pretty much exactly like the players. But when you get the game, doesn't look like the players, and it doesn't matter what type of TV you have
or what system you have.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Greg Oden practiced for the first time in 4 years.
What?
I
missed the last time this season.
That's one. All right, Miami Heat, you wasted one of your Greg Oden games. Yo, on
we
practice.
We had to go back and check the tape.
Yeah.
Because we put a number on it. We did put a number on it.
It was not a lot.
It was like six.
Yeah.
I think I gave him six. I think you did give him like 10 or something.
But it's not a lot, and practice count as a game. Right. So,
dressing out. If he dresses out, that counts.
So that's like a tenth of his fucking usefulness at the minimum.
And say what you want, but he does look like Samuel L. Jackson, Unbreakable. call him Mr. Glass, call him what you want, but he does look like Samuel L. Jackson in Unbreakable.
Yeah.
Get this nigga a wheelchair.
Him and LeBron gonna look like the first father-son team ever. Just two old-looking niggas.
LeBron, real father, is he still salty about that, too?
Probably.
I'm that boy's pappy. So what, he hadn't seen me since he was 22.
It's me, Michael Jordan, your real daddy. Thank God for Michael Jordan. She really started that shit with like, all praises to Jesus and God. Go take care of your son, nigga.
Wait, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
When is your gonna be a father? But yeah, Greg on in practice. Derrick Rose has said that he would kill his own mother on the basketball court. He said, my mindset, if it's my mom on the court, she's going to get killed. And I'm, how you gonna kill your mom in a suit?
Derrick Rose or his brother said that?
Derrick Rose.
It wasn't Demetrius Rose.
At least he already had a suit that he can wear to a funeral, because yep, he'll be having it on rather than basketball clothes.
It wasn't Daryl Rose.
Mm-mm.
It wasn't Daquan Rose.
You know what this had? You know, this reminds me of college, right? This is a situation where a dude got a little too hyped to say something impressive and crossed the line and made it laughable. Like, I remember one time there was this dude who somebody took his coat or something. It took his coat in his dorm room while we were playing like NBA live, and so he was like, give me my coat, my mom bought me that coat, motherfucker. And so nobody gave it to him. I guess they're playing a prank. And so then he tried to switch it, like, man, fuck that coat, I don't care if y'all give me that coat anyway. And it was like, but I thought your mom gave you that coat, right? And then he was like, man, fuck that bitch, I don't give a fuck. I was like, what? And then it's like the entire room just turned against him, even though he was the victim. Right. The whole room was like, how you gonna say that about your mom, man? She brought you into this world.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, man, I don't give a fuck. He kept doubling down, like, I don't give a fuck, man. The bitch ain't doing shit for me right now, man.
I mean, she did bought you.
She bought you that coat. Like, but it was just like, that's what happened to D. Rose. He wanted to make a point, and then he just went way too overboard, and then everybody had to be like, yeah, okay, nigga.
Man, people just actually want you to actually play in the game.
Yeah.
In a real game, not practice. When you talking about practice.
The game.
Yo.
The game that you actually live and die for, you know?
I bet you Iverson somewhere right now. That's what practice gets you?
Mm-hmm.
A fancy suit?
Derrick Rose like, Derrick Rose like, I practiced with the team and AI was right. I'm not making them better. They still terrible if I'm not out there on the court. Dwight Howard beat James Harden in a blind free throw contest. To which I want to know, are all of the free throws in the NBA going to be shot blind? Because if not, this shit don't matter.
Right.
Like, they really hyped it up.
And here's the other thing. We talking about practice still.
Yeah. This don't count.
Do it in a game.
And this is the kind of corny shit he would work on.
Yep.
Blind free throws and shit. What happened to them dream shakes you were supposed to be learning, nigga? Oh, you think I forgot? They gave $200K to like, to Akeem the Dream to teach your ass how to dream shake, and you over here bullshitting, shooting blind free throws at James Harden.
You know, that's something though. So was that only for like a 2 months? You know,
it was like a couple weeks.
Right. So it's no more practice in the dream shake anymore. They done with it.
Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, I'm sure that Hakeem didn't say, here's the moves. You graduated the end and walk away. I'm sure he was like, keep doing this shit so you keep getting better. Just remember the drills I taught you.
People in Houston are still happy about this.
Still happy. Making them kids.
He went to 2 weeks of hour long. If that long practice.
Remember they made the little kids beg them and shit? Me, Dwight, come to who you did. Like, what a bitch ass nigga. And he went because them kids.
Yeah, he'll never. Kobe told him, he said, listen, we just have two different philosophies on what it takes to be successful in the NBA.
Yep. And ask Kyrie Irving. Sometimes you got to look a kid right in their motherfucking face and lie. That's right, guys. Kyrie Irving is out there telling them bald headed lies, Pops. Let me see if I can play the audio of this question because it's gold.
Are you going to leave us like LeBron left us?
It's a great question. No, I won't leave. I'm not leaving.
Yeah, that's Kyrie Irving lying like shit to a little kid's face. You know what he really wanted to say is, no, not exactly like LeBron.
Right.
I'm gonna do mine differently. I'm not doing a decision. I'm just getting my shit and getting the fuck out of here as soon as I can. The second I can, little kid.
I know he wanted to choke the shit out of that little kid.
Yeah. You like, did Dan Gilbert send you up here with this question?
Yo, what he should have did was the little whole thing when John Kerry was running for president, mm-hmm. and he had that dude tased. He should have tugged on his ear before he got the mic.
Yeah.
And had that kid disappear.
He should have said security.
He should have been like, but who wants to hear about this?
Yeah.
And never even answered the question.
Are you going to leave us like LeBron did?
He did his worst but greatest little kid asking voice. Please, well, mister.
Cleveland is like the ultimate baby mama. And LeBron James is the ultimate deadbeat dad as far as they're concerned. Like, they got issues. They gonna make the next nigga pay for what LeBron did.
Kyrie was like, I don't even own a house here.
Yeah.
I'm not even renting here. I'm still staying in the rookie apartment that they give everyone.
He even hit him with that. That's an excellent question. He didn't believe that shit was no excellent question, man. He was like,
Kyrie gotta learn to start wearing shades or glasses at these events so people can... So people can't look him directly in the eye, man, and read his face.
He lied to that little kid, man. Josh Freeman, who, you know, isn't the best quarterback. He's, all right, he's had some pretty bad games, guys. But Josh Freeman.
As of late,
yeah. But he didn't start off this bad. And a lot of this has been under Greg Schiano, who, from what I can tell, never really liked this dude. I don't know what it was about him. Maybe he was too light-skinned.
Maybe he fucked his daughter.
Maybe he looks like Richie from Family Matters. I don't know. What I do know...
He kept sending his call to voicemail.
Yeah, he's giving him the RG3 McNabb treatment. But he was fined $31,500... because he missed team practice or something like that. Then he was also fined, part of the fine was because he did an unauthorized interview with ESPN, according to Rick Stroud. Now, the reason he did this interview is because the news out of Tampa has been trashing this dude. And I don't mean the news, like news stations, news channel media. I mean, like, the people inside the organization are really undermining Josh Freeman.
Man, they tried to say he failed that drug test.
Yeah, and I don't understand how anyone could expect someone to fail a drug test for like Adderall or ADHD or something like you've been diagnosed with ADHD and you're taking a drug that was prescribed to you. I don't understand how anyone can expect a person to hear you failed a drug test and not come out and say, hey, it was for Adderall. Everybody calm down.
Yep. And it's not supposed to be leaked.
Yes. What happened to privacy?
They leaked it. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. The problem with this, man, is the organization currently is backing the coach.
Mm-hmm.
But they backed the wrong horse on this one.
They did. And they tried to suspend. The other reason they did conduct detrimental to the team as a suspension is they're going to try to spin it into a way where they can not pay him. Because if you have a conduct detrimental to the team clause, it means like in your contract, basically they can say, everything you did is null and void because, you violated your contract. So we don't have to pay you. So they're trying to frame it that way. But he's like, no, I'm good.
Yep. He's the dude that's like, I don't club. I don't hang out with these groupies. And they trying to not only not pay him, but then take other money out his pocket.
And then they cut him behind all this shit, too. which makes no sense. I just think Greg Schiano is a tyrant. Another good example of a college football coach who had his ego tested, he had his self challenged, and now all of a sudden it's fuck everybody. You know, nobody's gonna tell me what to do. So, yeah, I'm just not a. It's
oh Florida.
Yeah, it sucks for Josh Freeman because I don't think he's as bad as he's been made out to be. But this, you know, this is what happens when you have a poorly managed team from the top down.
But Pac-Man Jones can still get to do the rookie symposiums. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You got Brett Favre out here sending dick pics.
But we got to cut this dude.
Right, because he take Adderall so that he doesn't flip out.
Yeah, it seemed like they just need a guy to blame, and he's the quarterback, and it'll save Greg Schiano's job for one more year. All right, man, we reached that time. Last story of the show. So you know what that means. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. That's right, guys. It's This Week in Mamba.
Okay, let's do the KC and JoJo version.
It's Mamba.
Hey Mamba.
Hey Mamba, you got some crank. I just need to smoke it.
Can I talk to my mama for a second, y'all? If you don't mind. Is my brother here too? You want to talk to her too?
And Mama, Mamba's keeper.
So what happened, Mama, is I need some bail. They got me on these crack charges.
La 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 la.
I'm going to go to rehab, I swear.
Nobody going to get this joke. Except the people that saw the show live.
The premium listeners.
Oh, man.
Sometimes it pays to be live.
Pays to watch the show live.
Fuck your job.
An hour of Jodeci slander. Show got started so late. Kobe jogs and shoots hoops at camp. That's right. 5 days in the Los Angeles Lakers training camp, Kobe took the court for the first time Wednesday. He didn't practice with his teammates. Practice?
You mean he wasn't trying to make them better?
How the hell he supposed to make his teammates better? By practice.
I mean, I thought...
Not a game.
He doesn't care about the game?
Not the game that we actually live and die for.
Oh, so he does care.
But practice.
I thought it was to make him better.
How the hell am I supposed to make my teammates better by practice? Practice.
It's a mandatory thing.
My favorite part of that is when he starts laughing and it makes everyone else laugh. Because they do realize there is something kind of ridiculous about the idea that them sorry ass niggas are going to get better because AI was there. Like, they did kind of have that moment like, yeah, I guess it don't really matter. George Lynch is not going to shoot better because you were around.
He was one step away from saying these sorry motherfuckers.
Yeah, these niggas are terrible. I'm the offense. Everybody calm down. I'm healthy, and that's all you need to know. Brian didn't practice, but he did. He was around. The Lakers continued to avoid providing a timetable for their star guard's return, but just seeing Brian do some light jogging and set shooting was a sight for sore eyes for Coach Mike D'Antoni. He just keeps progressing, D'Antoni said. He was out today shooting a little bit and jogging, and he just keeps getting better. It was a minor step for Bryant, who has been sidelined from basketball activity since April, as he rehabilitates a torn Achilles in his left leg, yet a significant one.
You really think he's been sidelined? You really think Kobe probably been at balling. The gym at his house?
He probably been balling.
You shoot really it. Think he ain't been running and cutting at home?
Yeah, he been doing all the violating all the rules, shooting against playing 21 in the park with a hood on.
We talking about Kobe?
Yeah. When training camp opened last weekend, D'Antoni told reporters that Brian had recently upped his workout from 75% of his body weight to 80% of his team's altered gravity treadmill. They have an altered gravity treadmill?
They ordered it special for Kobe because the one at his house, he was like, no, that's mine.
By jogging on the court, he effectively graduated back to his full body weight. There is still plenty of rehab left for Brian to do before he is back to full basketball mode, however. His shooting on Wednesday did not involve jumping, for example. He's going up on his tiptoes. I don't think he was jumping, but it wasn't flat footed. It was set shooting. Any progress is encouraging to a Lakers team that is currently looking for a figure to figure out who will start as shooting guard, small forward, and power forward alongside Steve Nash at point and Paul Gasol at center if Bryant is still out to start the season. I saw him shoot the ball today for the first time, D'Antoni said. I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time I saw him. So that's a progression. See, D'Antoni be knowing. He's like, this nigga been shooting. He ain't supposed to.
Yep.
But he been shooting.
I don't know. Maybe I was wrong. I thought Nick Young was going to be the automatic starter.
I did too. Guess not.
And I figured the other guy, Jordan, was going to be the power forward.
I guess they're still looking. I don't know.
Why is Jordan so young, but he looks like he in his 40s, too? Like
he got Greg Oden disease. Got that Greg Oden disease, dog. It's going around. I'm not in the training room to see what he does every day. Obviously, as hard as he's worked, every day he's going to get a little bit better. Now, what that means, I don't know. Gasol, who has been Bryant's teammate since 2008 and won two championships alongside him, said he can feel Bryant's absence in the camp. It's definitely different. He's around, but he's not practicing. He's not involved. I know he can't wait to get back on the floor and be with us, but we'll be ready for him to come back. We want him to be ready, not have any setbacks. I'm surprised. He's like, it's been different. People are smiling.
That's what I thought.
When I miss shots, nobody says anything. I didn't know you could miss shots and nobody said anything. Laker free agent signing Nick Young is trying to speed up that process. I've been talking trash to him. What? Nick Young is crazy. I kind of like this dude. I've been talking trash to him a little bit to get out there. I'm just waiting for him to get out there so I can go out him. I can talk trash now because he can't do anything. Yeah, I kind of like that. That is what's going to get Kobe back on the court.
You think he can't do anything, but wait till you do play and you get that elbow.
That's true.
Because Kobe is he is the master of giving you an elbow and game motion.
Yeah, he is. He's one of the best ever. Not that young. A player who enjoys having the ball is totally unhappy having more scoring opportunities in the lineup devoid of Bryant. When Kobe comes back, a lot of things will change. You just have to pick your spots now and try to get comfortable with the position you're in. So, yeah.
Would you taunt him and get him back sooner?
Yeah, I guess he, you know, maybe he realizes they need him. You know what I mean? Like, he don't want to be the dude that, you know, he don't want to be the dude that cock block Kobe.
I mean, he is going to be a Laker for life, so.
Yeah. Like, he don't want to be like Pete Myers for the Bulls. Took Jordan's spot at his locker. Jordan came back and was like, I played for my locker. And immediately got that nigga cut from the team that offseason.
Like,
yeah. You got to know your place, man. Like, Nick was still giving him all the props if you pay attention. Kobe Bryant is actually in Germany for blood platelet therapy. I would read all this, but nothing to see here. This is what he do. It's time for a checkup.
Yep. Everything looks A-okay.
Yeah. So he go get that vampire blood put in him every 2 years. And, that's why he stay winning and stay healthy most of the time.
Man, you think when Kobe retire, he gonna shut down the agencies and all that in Germany so can't nobody else go?
Yeah, he gonna pay them not to serve anybody else.
Right. Like, he's gonna do the things A-Rod didn't do.
Yeah. It's like, how much would they pay? It's like, how much would they pay Kevin Durant is supposed to be getting some platelet surgery, so he's gonna fly out to Germany and then he calls him and be like, how much is he paying? Well, it's $1 million. I paid $2 million to turn him away. But we just wanna help. But yeah, you want the $2 million or not?
And I need all original samples.
Yeah. When he gets in there, I want you to tell him you're done. And that you no longer do platelet surgery, okay? All right, thanks, guys. Bye, click.
And he says it in German.
Yeah. Yeah, he said it in German. And he's like, and I'll be in on Tuesday.
Speaks the Dutch.
Yeah. Speaking the Dutch. Yeah. This has been another episode of Balls Deep, man. This was fun. I appreciate y'all coming out, listening to it live. Hope you guys enjoyed that extra Jodeci hour slander. If you are a premium subscriber and you got the email, you still should be able to, like, go back and listen to the replay, so you can see the beginning where we talked about Trinidad James and Jodeci. I think a lot of people will enjoy that. If not, that's cool too. Thank you so much for listening to Balls Deep on the Blackout Tips Premium Network. We'll be back next week. Peace.
Peace.